The Wright brothers made their first flight in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. However, it was the farmers around Dayton, Ohio that helped them perfect the plane. Those pastures were full of dangers, though. The story of what they had to avoid is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
After the Wright brothers' first successful flights in North Carolina in 1903, they returned to Dayton, Ohio for further testing. A local banker, Torrence Huffman, gave them permission to use his pasture just outside of town.
It was used as prairie. There were cows and horses on the field. The agreement was they could use it for free for their flight experiments as long as they shooed the horses and cows off the field at the beginning of the day.
Julia Frazier shares the story from Dayton Aviation Heritage National Historical Park. She says they used the Huffman pasture for most of 1904 and 05. One lesson they learned was to turn or bank their plane. It happened when Orville was blown toward a tree in that pasture.
A locust tree has about 4-inch thorns. Here he is. He's heading right for this tree, but he figured he had no option, so he pulls up on it and he banks it sharply, assuming that the plane will literally fall apart. It held.
When he landed, he found one wingtip full of thorns, but he did learn how hard he could bank the plane. In October 1905, a record-breaking flight took place here.
The local farmers had always kept an ear out for that little putter of an airplane. They felt if they ran into trouble, there really wasn't anybody else to help. And the engine kept running and kept running. And so it drew in a crowd because all of these farmers thought that they were actually in trouble. And Wilbur did land 39 minutes later after accomplishing 24 miles of flight when he ran out of gas.
At that point, the brothers knew they had the world's first practical airplane. It all took place in this pasture where they avoided the cattle, horses, and locust trees. Traveling the countryside in Dayton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.